Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:10, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on Thursday afternoon, first day of spring. Happy day to you. The happy dances have begun. And it's also International Happiness Day. So if you see a bunch of people walking around with smiles on their face, so you can recognize motorcycle riders with smiles and bugs in their teeth, you know it's Happiness Day. Everybody's happy today.
Yeah, if everybody's smiling at you, don't be alarmed.
You think, all right, what do they want?
Yeah.
What are they up to? All right, let's go ahead and dump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three story.
Well, the top story has to be President Trump signing that executive order to scale down the Department of Education. It's likely going to require congressional approval, but today it's on the books. We want to share that with you. Also, FDLE now believes 32-year-old Rasha Hill's alleged money laundering scheme is tied to drug trafficking. Hill, owner of Glamour Palace and more, and for Blessed Our Children Learning Academy, made wire transfers and cash withdrawals totaling over $340,000 in less than a year. The agency confirms most of her transactions were completed in a manner designed to evade currency transaction reporting requirements. And Border Czar Tom Homan, he was in Sarasota this morning as President Trump's immigration policies took center stage at the New College of Florida. Homan appeared alongside Governor DeSantis to give a speech on immigration policy. The event discussed the White House's perspective on border security and holding those who break those laws accountable.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida, one step closer to taking a new approach to helping kids with behavioral problems. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill that establishes a pilot program under the Department of Children and Families. Senate Bill 7012 calls the DCF to place kids with behavioral issues in family-like settings instead of group homes. The program is set to run for 4 years.
513. Jumping by me here, News Radio 92.3. Florida man set to be executed for killing two people, including a child, more than three decades ago. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Edward James is scheduled to be put to death by lethal injection in Florida, the state's second execution this year. James pleaded guilty in the 1993 killing of an 8-year-old girl and her grandmother in Castleberry, just outside Orlando. He was renting a room in the grandmother's home when, after a night of drinking and drug use, James repeatedly stabbed the grandmother and strangled the child. A jury voted 11-1 to put James to death. In Florida, a jury's decision to execute does not have to be unanimous. All appeals by James' lawyers to halt the execution, many citing his mental decline because of drug and alcohol abuse, failed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a South Florida lawmaker's effort to stop squatters could become law. Doral Republican State Senator Anna Rodriguez sponsored the bill that unanimously passed the Senate yesterday. It's called Senate Bill 322. It's designed to make it easier for landlords to evict squatters from commercial properties, and the bill also exposes squatters to criminal penalties, a similar bill working its way through the House.
Florida lawmakers might further restrict social media for minors under 16 years of age this session. Something statewide Democrats just do not like. A lot of unhappy campers here. House Bill 743 would block access to disappearing messages, something commonly seen on Snapchat and Instagram. The bill, okayed by the House panel Wednesday, will also require social media companies to allow parents to see those messages.
My goodness. And a University of South Florida medical school administrator is out of a job after claiming that he rebranded programs as a way to get around restrictions against DEI. Dr. Haywood Brown was an associate VP with USF Health when he made these comments to a conference in West Virginia last month. He's a former department chair at Duke and also took swipes at White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo.
South Florida taking center stage this afternoon. Miami Beach's mayor revoking his threat to the O Cinema after his community pressured him to let No Other Land continued showing. He previously called that film anti-Semitic. News 7 in Miami, Gail Levy, has more from outside that theater in Miami Beach.
The Oscar award-winning film, No Other Land, did not win the approval of Miami Beach Mayor Stephen Miner. Due to those concerns, the theater faced an eviction threat for playing the sold-out show. But at Wednesday morning's council meeting, the public spoke out, and the mayor listened.
I am going to withdraw C7AA, the revoking of funding to O Cinema.
A relief for people coming out to see the film. When Charlotte Lebeau came to see the film, she wore a pin in support of freedom of speech, walking away with a hunger to learn more on the conflict in the Middle East.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And there are some even developing if you are traveling southbound. This is going to be on Pace Boulevard towards the intersection with Highway 98. It was worse earlier, though. It's looking pretty minor at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 61 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar. It's going to be a high of 62, low of 47.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports about the Bayou Hills run. That's coming up. I just thought I'd give you a programming update on that. Stocks ending down today despite signals that the U.S. economy remains solid. Jerry Willis is in NYC.
Stocks ending lower in a day of choppy action as investors weighed growth and tariff concerns. At the close, the Dow down 11 points, the S&P lower by 12, the NASDAQ falling 59. The moves come a day after stocks surged on Fed monetary easing plans, but now traders see rising global risks, among them slower growth in the U.S. Even so, economic data coming in mixed today. While weekly jobless claims rose, home sales jumped to a 4.26 million annual run rate, topping estimates. Finally, the Bank of England leaving its interest rates unchanged following the lead of the U.S. Central Bank yesterday. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Okay, there was a slight increase in the number of people lining up and filing for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casola has more on that report.
The job market appears to be holding up this month. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week rose by just 2,000 to 223,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, continue to rise at 1.89 million in the week ending March 8th. It's unclear when we'll see the impact of federal staff cuts from the Department of Government Efficiency. Economists generally believe the labor market remains healthy, with layoffs remaining restrained. Another reading on manufacturing from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve came in stronger than expected for March. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison suing the Trump administration for holding up green project funds. He's joined by attorneys general from California, Illinois, and Maine. The lawsuit seeks a preliminary injunction ordering the EPA and Citibank to stop holding up the funds for the state's green banks, which provide money for pollution reduction projects.
518 News Radio 92.3. Never thought I'd be talking about bathrooms in afternoon radio show, but I'm going to. I'm going to be bold and go for it. A new Tennessee bill that defines who can use bathrooms in certain educational settings has been sent to the state's governor. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee is expected to sign the measure, which would make schools that have programs where students are housed assign bathrooms by immutable biological sex. That phrase implies that a person's gender, because of chromosomes, hormones, and other factors, cannot be altered from what it was at birth. State GOP lawmakers say they intend to protect girls who in some cases must share bathrooms with those who identify as transgender. Tennessee already has laws on the books that ban transgender people from bathrooms and locker rooms aligned with the gender they consider themselves to be. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
518 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports going to sit down with us for a little bit. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Today is the day that spring begins. The Bible beautifully explains in Song of Solomon 2:11, and I quote, "For lo, the winter is past, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come." Ladies and gentlemen, one of the ways that God reveals himself to us is through his creation. Be sure to pause to listen as the birds chirp. Take time away from the hustle and bustle of life and enjoy seeing the trees as God brings back their color. As you look at His creation, be still and know that He is God. Throughout an individual's life, you only get a certain number of springtimes to enjoy. So as we rejoice in the stewardship of this time of the year, be sure to take time to thank God for His creation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon. Ugh. The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
But I'll say one thing.
523 News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon, first day of spring, happiness day. Everybody's smiling, feeling real good about this. I'm feeling real good about an event that I have had the pleasure of being a part of for many years. And it's kind of like the elite. One of the, I put it up there against Double Bridge and then comes in at Bayou Hills. Who knows better than what I'm talking about? Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports joins us this afternoon. Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very excited about, and I got to get this straight here, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, because I get excited about this one. Well, Saturday, no, I got to wait another week. But we're doing the Bayou Hills run, and what is so beautiful about this run is basically the aesthetics, the course itself. It is a beauty.
Yes, it goes through East Hill neighborhood, which if you've ever been through there, you know, just amazing houses and the scenery just alone going through the neighborhood. And then we start at Bayview Park. You get to look over the bayou. So it's a great view kind of all the way around all throughout the course.
Now, if I can put on my thinking cap just a bit here, you also include a lot of vendors at this run, don't you?
Yeah, we have a few. We have some sponsors that are helping us out. Cox, Cat Country will be there. City of Pensacola is helping us put this on as well. Right. Southern Media, Engineered Cooling, Lewis Bear, Fleet Feet will be there as well. So we'll have a few vendors out there.
You know, we are very excited to have you on today. As a matter of fact, we've had texters texting a question here. And one of the one question that's kind of a generic across the board with that fine thread line, what about registration? Is it still open?
Yes, it's open right now, and we actually will be doing race day registration. This is the only race that we do,
right.
So if you can come on race morning, you can register as well.
Okay, and the race will kick off pretty early. The 5K gets underway about 7, something like that?
Both races will start at 7, the 5K and the 10K. And then the 10K will split and keep going, obviously, to their 6 miles, and the 5K will cut away and come back. At that 5K mark.
And what I like about this event, you know, most running events or so, you come across the line. If it's a time, you get the little medal you can put around. Heck, the winners of this race gets to go in front of the city council and get an award, right?
Yes. They're named the City of Pensacola champion for that year in front of the city council. So the mayor will write up a nice little letter and present it to them at the next meeting that they have.
All right. Listen, Amy, thanks for your time this afternoon. Once again, let's recap the event. Bayou Hills Run will be next Saturday. That's March 29th, getting underway about 7 o'clock for both the 5K and 10K events. You even have a kids race, right?
Yes, we do. We have a kids race. And this is probably one of the only kids races that we actually time the kids, and they get awards, and we have age categories for the kids as well. So it's 12 and under that we are doing the kids race for. So any kids that want to sign up, we actually make it like a real race for them, and they just do a 1 mile loop inside the park.
Okay, there you go. Amy Marquez, happy spring 2025 to you. Happy Happiness Day today, and we'll see you on Saturday, March 29th.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Amy Marquez, Pensacola Sports, they know how to put these events on. And when you see a Pensacola Sports event, it's kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval. Pow! It's going to be a good. All right. This is News Radio 92.3.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway. Just a little bit, though, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That typically gives us issues, but it is looking better than usual. Same can be said for Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's probably going to be 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, looking at around 61 degrees, clear skies tonight with a low of 40. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, beautiful day, high of 62, low of 47.
All right, illegal border crossings are down significantly, but lawmakers have yet to codify policies re-implemented by President Trump upon his return to the office in January. It's all part of the discussion at a public roundtable featuring border czar Tom Homey. We told you about this. Also, Florida's Governor DeSantis was there. Mm-hmm. Even Brown, down in Miami for us.
Illegal border crossings and apprehensions of so-called gotaways, individuals who enter the country illegally and avoid capture, are down about 96% since President Trump came back into office. But his top border security official says it is not enough.
We're not going to rest. I'm not going to sleep well at night until every public safety threat, illegal aliens, eradicated from this country. That's where we'll relax, and that's where we'll keep this.
Tom Homan speaking at the New College of Florida in Sarasota, where Governor Ron DeSantis says Congress needs to do like certain states and enact laws to make policy permanent, like ending sanctuary cities. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And an American who has been held in Afghanistan for more than 2 years now is being released. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says 66-year-old George Glesman was set free after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and Qatar. Glesman, a Delta Airlines mechanic, was held captive by the Taliban after the group retook control of Afghanistan.
All right. Do not forget early voting for the April 1st special election getting underway on Saturday. Continuing through Saturday the 29th, two races going to be held on put on that ballot, U.S. House District 1 special election and the Florida House District 3 primary.
And advocates and postal workers protesting President Trump's proposal to privatize the U.S. Postal Service. There are over 150 cities throughout the U.S. holding what's being called a nationwide day of action today. The demonstrations organized by the American Postal Workers Union.
I love this. Frontier Airlines, they've got a sense of humor, launched a new promotion this week, taking aim at rival Southwest over its recent decision to end unassigned seating and longstanding policy of free checked bags. Well, travelers on Frontier can now receive the economy bundle, they call it, for absolutely no cost. It includes a free carry-on bag, free seat selection, and free flight changes for all nonstop travel through August 18th. Customers will also get a free check bag for all flights departing May 28th through August 8th. So if I can just kind of summarize what we're talking, what was the operative word in that story? Free.
Oh, well, I don't know if you said free. I know you said no additional cost.
I said, okay, free carry-on bag, free seat selection, free flight changes,
and
free check bags. There was four items right there. I
didn't do well in school,
note,
Chris. You know
made
this.
Made note. And pointing that out. Coming up, we're looking at sports in about 7 minutes on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump taking executive action to dismantle the Department of Education. And ahead of this controversial executive order, the president says he's confident in the ability of the states to manage their education.
States that run very well are going to have education that will be as good as Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and those top Finland, those top countries that do so well with education.
Many Democrats and teachers' unions are expected to take legal action over this move. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homany speaking about the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse, noting a vulnerability assessment, warning about bridge safety nearly a year after the bridge was struck by a container ship.
The Maryland Transportation Authority never ran the calculation on the Key Bridge.
Maryland officials out with the design for the bridge's replacement, which is set to be taller. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nike beat Wall Street's expectations for its key holiday quarter, but sales were down 9% across the business, driven by weakness in China. Sales fell 17% in the key region and 4% in North America, two of Nike's largest markets. The company shared few details about its current outlook and its fiscal third quarter earnings release, but didn't publish any guidance, saying only that its outlook for the second half of fiscal 2025 is consistent with what it communicated in December. Darden Restaurants today reporting weaker than expected sales as Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse failed to meet analysts' expectations. The restaurant company blamed weather for the sales slowdown, maintaining its full-year forecast. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow and S&P dropping 11 and 12 points respectively. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by nearly 60. U.S. crude oil futures sit above 68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
In Georgia being a deer in headlights. And a lot of that, though, is Ryan Nemhard and his ability to just set the table for everybody and make offense easy for everybody. And you don't have to hunt a bad shot. You don't have to take a bad shot. You don't have to force anything.
Because when you just get the ball to Nembhard and let him get in pick and rolls and get out in the open floor, you can just wait for easy looks for a guy like from a guy like Nembhard. But you're right. Usually those 8-9 games are kind of coin flips, and and history kind of tells us that as well. But Gonzaga looked really good, and it's going to be, if they keep in control here, going to be a heavyweight fight in the second round against Houston, because Houston took care of business today as well. Made 8 threes in the first half against SIU Edwardsville.
And you could say, hey, it's SIU Edwardsville, but we've seen, you could have said the same about Fairleigh Dickinson, you could have said the same at UMBC, and they both won games. So they did their business, and Houston won 78-40. Frankly, in a game that wasn't even close enough to be a 38-point game. Hey, this has been the All-State Tournament post-game show on Westwood One. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Again, we're going to give our local stations a chance for a message. We'll get you to Denver on the other side. BYU's leading by 12. Here's that local message from the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. This is the Men's Basketball Tournament.
Things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3. Just one of the artists appearing at this year's Jazz Festival over New Orleans, Neil Young.
Yes, so, precisely.
That will be pretty darn interesting there. Do hope you're having a great afternoon. Happy spring. What is spring day? First day of spring. Also International Happiness Day. It's just a darn happy day today. And we appreciate you having us on this afternoon. Let's go ahead and do the top 10. No, let's make it the top three trending stories. Good Lord.
Yeah, we'll be here all day.
I mean, to tell you, Saturday, the Sound of Blues will fill the air at the first Belmont DeVillers Street Market. Party starting at 3 o'clock with music, food, vendors participating throughout the weekend. Belmont Street will be rocking and also be closed during that event. So if you think about going that way, alternative routes will be suggested. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, I like this, has a brand new team member. Detention K-9, recruit K-9 Mac. Got a new dog over there. The big pod bloodhound just turned 9 weeks old, has officially joined the team. If you are interested in supporting Santa Rosa County K-9 units, you can visit SRSO Star Foundation or go, here's an address for you, srsostarfoundation.org/donate. And FPNL, now accepting applications for the 35 Mules program. That program offers startup companies an opportunity to partner with the statewide utility, creating the next generation of innovators here in the state of Florida. More info, visit 35minutes.com and get the details.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty. Just want to do a quick Florida football roundup for you here. ESPN reporting that the Miami Dolphins signed linebacker Willie Gay to a one-year deal. Jacksonville Jaguars adding offensive lineman Fred Johnson in the meantime. And also former Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich joining Deion Sanders' coaching staff in Colorado.
All right, let's reel it in with the up-close snapshot picture of the 30th annual Aggie Baseball Classic, featuring teams from three states. They are facing off at venues across Pensacola. Tate, Washington Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic taking part in this tournament. By the way, the Tate Aggies advanced to the championship game of the Classic with a 12-2 win Wednesday evening over Booker T. Washington, the Hornets of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tate will host First Academy Royals. They're a team from Orlando, 7 p.m. first pitch going out at the Classic Championships on that.
All righty. And of course, we got to talk about March Madness. There is only one game going on right now. It's got 3 minutes to go. It's between number 9, Georgia, and number 8, Gonzaga. With the seedings, you would have thought this was going to be a good one. But it has not been. Gonzaga took over early and has not looked back. 85-62. Not many upsets have happened. One big one, though, Clemson was getting decimated by McNeese. That's a 12 beating a 5. Clemson tried their darndest to bring it back, but fell just short, 69-67. And according to March Madness's official Instagram account, not even 3% of perfect brackets remain.
NBA, NC2A, and all the sports you need. Here's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
Ball against PJ Tucker, two of the oldest players in the league. Bobo demolishes the Knickerbockers.
On FanDuel Sports Network Southwest, an NBA record was set last night by the San Antonio Spurs' Sandro Mamu Kalashvili, known as Mamu for short.
He let it fly again! Seven threes, and he hasn't missed from downtown!
He entered the game early in the second quarter, didn't play at all in the third, and still scored more points than any player in NBA history, having played fewer than 20 minutes in a game.
Sandro Mamu Kalashvili, 34 points. The best game of his professional career.
He's got a standing ovation.
On FanDuel Sports Network Southwest, since the NBA began to track players' minutes in the 1951-52 season, no player had ever scored 34 points in under 20 minutes of action, which Mamu did last night. He was a perfect 7-for-7 from three-point range. Overall, 13-of-14 from the field. The Spurs beat the Knicks 120-105. The Lakers played without LeBron James and Rui Hachimura. The Nuggets were without Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. Luka Doncic played and scored 31 points for the Lakers, who beat the Nuggets in Los Angeles 120-108. Lakers have won 9 straight at home. The Rockets won their 8th in a row, 116-108. Houston, second in the West, one game ahead of the Lakers. NCAA men's basketball. Xavier and Mount St. Mary's won their play-in games last night to advance into the brackets. First round games begin this afternoon. Xavier came back from 12 points down to beat Texas, 86-80. The Musketeers became the 11th seed in the Midwest region and will face Illinois tomorrow. Mount St. Mary's beat American, 83-72, to earn a date with Duke tomorrow. Women's NCAA's Iowa State and Southern University won play-in games Wednesday. Women's first four concludes tonight. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the NASCAR Cup Series field rolls into the Sunshine State this Sunday. The drivers square off at Homestead Miami Speedway for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Josh Berry coming off his first career Cup Series win last weekend in the Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He's 13th in the standings, while William Byron, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, and Alex Bowman make up the top five.
I remember Chase Elliott racing right here at Five Flags, and while we kind of Take it from South Florida this weekend. Three nights of racing at Five Flag Speedway, so get ready Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for that. Also, the Ice Flyers returning home to the ice tomorrow and Saturday facing Birmingham. Then on Sunday, Pensacola faces Peoria. Puck drop 7:05 Friday, Saturday in the Bay Center, 4:05 on Sunday. And remember the days of when somebody would buy a team or so, it would be in the millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, now we're using the B word around here. Major sell of a historic NBA franchise does include that B word. Jared Max has more.
The priciest team to own in North American pro sports? The winningest team in NBA history, the 18-time champion Boston Celtics. William Chisholm, managing director of Symphony Technology Group, backed by private equity fund Sixth Street, will buy the Celtics from the Grosbeck family for a reported $6.1 billion, slightly more than the $6.05 billion the NFL's Washington Commanders were sold for in 2023. Last June, Celtics ownership announced it planned to sell the team. This past November, lead owner Wick Grosbeck said he intended to remain the Celtics governor until the second closing of the sale in 2028. Grosbeck's ownership group purchased the Celtics in 2002 for $360 million, now selling it for $6.1 billion, nearly 17 times its purchase price. Jared Max, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Not too much going on the roads here from what I can see. Do have some minor backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Did have an accident reported in the downtown area. This is going to be near where Cervantes meets Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, so be on the lookout for that. Not causing much congestion at this time from what I can see. As for the weather, sitting at around 61 degrees here, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Friday, high of 62, low of 47.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, we're getting new music from a singer that hasn't released an album in a couple of years. Monica DeLuca has more on the story.
Ed Sheeran is out with a new single called Azizam, announcing an album coming soon in a teaser post. In the video, the singer is seen dancing and singing to the lead single off his upcoming 8th album, captioning it, "Album done, single soon. I'm very excited, as you can tell." Azizam is a Persian term of endearment that means my dear. Sheeran hasn't released an album since 2023. The singer continues his years-long mathematics tour, ending later this year in September. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And a sequel to the beloved Pixar animated film Coco in production, Disney CEO Bob Iger announced the upcoming release of Coco 2 during the studio's annual shareholder meeting. The film, still in the early stages of development, is slated to be released in 2029, 12 years after the original premiered.
Okay, the attacks on Tesla dealerships and storefronts getting the attention of the media. Howie Kurtz is in with a Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The despicable wave of violence aimed at Tesla is finally starting to get more media coverage. And President Trump's chief budget cutter, Elon Musk, is understandably rattled by the violence, telling Sean Hannity Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars. They're firebombing dealerships. They're firing bullets into the dealerships. They're just, you know, smashing up Teslas. They basically want to kill me because I'm stopping their fraud, and they want to hurt Tesla because we're stopping the terrible waste and corruption in the government. Now, it's understandable that the world's richest man feels embattled, feels maybe even overwhelmed. This is the downside of being such a visible target of the Doge budget-cutting situation. But the press finally realizing this cannot be accepted. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Alrighty, a new study ranks the state of Florida as number one for the most stressful emergency room visits. The rankings were compiled by insurance company Policy Guide and covered factors ranging from cost, in which Florida is also ranked first, to number of admissions and number of inpatient days per 1,000 residents. Florida is one of four southeastern states in the top 10, along with Kentucky at number 5. Apparently, according to this list, if you're looking for the least stressful visits, Wyoming's the way to go.
Okay, go ahead and rank 1967 for me. I want to jump ahead here because this story kind of lumps right into the health category you just opened up here. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. launches a baby formula safety review. Teresa Crowley has more on this.
Operation Stork Speed is an FDA review of baby formula to make sure it's safe and nutritious with no harmful ingredients. Health Secretary RFK Jr. tells Fox just four companies basically corner the market, but some parents prefer European and organic formulas.
We are going to get rid of the GRAS standards for new products. We're going to go back and review all of these old ingredients to make sure that they are safe. And we're going to encourage these companies to get rid of them as quickly as possible.
And made in the USA for national security. Secretary Kennedy notes there are 10,000 ingredients in U.S. food, Europe just 400, and they have to prove they're safe. He wants to close the U.S. loophole where companies self-certify safety. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And as the number of measles cases across the country continues to grow, health experts are urging people to make sure they're protected from the highly contagious airborne virus. Health officials say people who had measles or were vaccinated as children should have lifelong immunity, but they can take something called a titer test to see if their blood has antibodies against measles. The CDC says that there have been more than 300 confirmed measles cases across the country so far this year.
News Radio 92.3 Escambia deputies have increased patrols along Pensacola Beach to keep extra eyeballs on spring breakers during spring break weeks. The beach substation will have anywhere from 3 to 8 deputies on beach patrol. This, of course, is depending on the crowds. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons.
While we want people to come, we want people to be able to come and bring their families and enjoy this the spring break and enjoy our beaches. Don't tear them up and be considerate of other people.
Absolutely. Simmons says deputies are patrolling neighborhoods and looking for wild parties at those rental homes. Okay, first day of spring, first day of happiness day. It's a good day, but it also will bring some cold weather and storms to the central U.S. Janice Dean has that report.
It may say the first day of spring on the calendar, but we have a winter storm cranked up, bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Winds should die down later today after several inches of snow, rough travel conditions, and the risk of power outages across the area. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible for parts of Illinois and Indiana. High fire danger continues over the Plain States with dry conditions and strong winds, while heavy rain moves into the Northwest and New England. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one final break when we return. As we typically like to, we'll try to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour with some more frivolous headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Fence Goal Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.553 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola. Right now, it is Chris Bryan and Austin Price kind of jamming with you this afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Do appreciate that. Florida Forest Service, this is a story that we broke with you last evening, about 24 hours. It happened about going into 6 o'clock last night, if you remember. The service quickly knocked down a wildfire. It was north of Shamokla in Santa Rosa County Wednesday evening. The blaze was dubbed the Willow Point Lane Fire. It was initially estimated around 200 acres, and at its peak, threatened 6 structures. No homes, by the way, were damaged. Firefighters returned this morning to seek out any remaining hot spots. Joe Warchowski from the fire service, all over this.
You know, our neighbors to the north in Alabama have already experienced several outbreaks of wildfires within the past several weeks. We are starting to see increased fire activity in our area. And this is what happens in mid-March.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Let's see, not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If there is any issues, they should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, sitting at around 61 degrees here, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a sunny, high of 62, low of 47 Friday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Alrighty, a performance from two longtime friends going to soon air on a streaming service. I'll give you first names, Elton, Brandy. Here's Monica DeLuca.
Musicians Brandy Carlile and Elton John will star in a concert special arriving April 6th on CBS. Rocket Man, the special, titled An Evening with Elton John and Brandy Carlile, will air at 8 p.m. Eastern and stream live for Paramount Plus with Showtime subscribers. The show will be available on demand the next day on Paramount Plus. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And Warner Brothers' shelved Coyote vs. Acme movie may have a new home with Ketchup Entertainment. Variety reports that the new studio is negotiating a deal in the $50 million range for the animated live-action hybrid project. Last year, it also took over Warner Brothers' The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. If the deal goes through, the movie would see a theatrical release next year.
Amazon doing away with privacy settings on one of their popular products. Here's Even Brown.
Fox on Tech.
Could your Alexa be a little less private going forward? Amazon has plans to do away with a privacy setting for Echo, its speaker device used by many to interact with the retail giant's ever-popular Alexa digital assistant. The feature is called Do Not Send Voice Recordings. It prevents the Echo devices from sending recorded versions of your Hey Alexas to Amazon. And while that setting will go away on March 28th, the actual feature will still be there. They're moving it into an existing setting simply labeled Don't Save Recordings. Amazon says that while the Echo will delete voice requests, they are still sent to Amazon's cloud for processing, and your choice to not send recordings should port over to the new setting. But Amazon warns keeping that setting on means Voice ID won't work, and your Alexa won't learn or recognize individual voices. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And music executive Eugene Henley Jr., also known as Big U, is behind bars on suspicion of running a mafia-like organization. The 58-year-old was arrested by federal authorities on Wednesday. He's a self-proclaimed community activist, but he's accused of forming connections with LA's Crips street gang and running a criminal enterprise. He is also accused of being behind a series of racketeering crimes.
All right. The centennial celebration of a country music venue was celebrated last evening. Here's Monica DeLuca.
Carrie Underwood with a touching moment at the 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry, performing a tribute to Randy Travis, who was given the mic for the last part of his song, Forever and Ever, Amen.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Travis, who had a stroke in 2013, welcomed her in becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry 17 years ago. The country music ceremony also included performances by Jelly Roll, Reba McEntire, Post Malone, Lainey Wilson, and Kelsey Ballerini. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And Miley Cyrus must face a lawsuit over the similarities between her song Flowers and the Bruno Mars hit When I Was Your Man. A U.S. district judge rejected the pop star's argument that the company bringing the lawsuit didn't have standing because it didn't have exclusive rights to the song. Tempo Music Investments is bringing the suit, and the company says it owns a share of the song's copyright, but is simply unaffiliated with Mars.
I know, was it last week or so when we had the proposed bad weather moved through here and they had to cancel a lot of events. Representative Michelle Saltzman's food distribution scheduled for last Saturday. They were going to do it over at the Jubilee Church. Has been rescheduled now for Saturday, April 12th at 2 p.m. So don't forget. Make sure you put that on your calendar. Big event.
Alrighty. And also, wanted to touch on this real quick because this is something that we had mentioned on several occasions. Florida Senate passing a bill aiming to prevent animal cruelty. The measure, dubbed Trooper's Law, would create a new offense of animal cruelty for those who restrain dogs outside during national disasters and abandon them. The bill, if it sounds familiar, is named after a dog that was found tied to a fence along I-75 during Hurricane Milton. That's what we were touching on a lot.
And we covered that. Yeah, if you remember, we covered that live when that was happening, coming out of Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We both felt so sorry for that dog.
Yeah, poor guy.
All right, News Radio 92.3. National Weather Service upgrading its messaging using new terminology, excessive heat watches instead of extreme heat watches and excessive heat warnings now instead of extreme heat warnings.
All right.
All right. Keep coming up. More sports and more news next hour.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.